through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. At least 20 people believed killed, dozens hurt in a shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Person of interest still at large, identified as 40-year-old Robert Card, a firearms instructor with mental health issues. ABC News contributor Robert Frankel, a former FBI special agent.
You now have law enforcement not only from Lewiston and Lisbon, Maine, but you have the state police, you have the federal officials, and now you have also New Hampshire police officers who are manning checkpoints at the border between Maine and New Hampshire because they really don't know where he is at this time.
The shootings at a restaurant and a bowling alley. Zoe Hutchinson was there with her mother, who says her daughter was grazed in the leg.
I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg, and it's just like, why? Like, why do people do this?
This is ABC News. The former president's civil fraud trial continues in New York. Donald Trump fined $10,000 Wednesday. Details from ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky.
Judge Arthur Engoron abruptly summoned the former president to the witness stand, where he was sworn in and slapped with a fine and a warning. The judge had heard about what Trump said in the hallway minutes earlier.
This judge is a very partisan judge, with a person who's very partisan sitting alongside of him.
Judge Engoron wanted to know if the person who sits alongside him was his law clerk. Trump had targeted the clerk before and had been warned not to do it again, and previously imposed a limited gag order preventing Trump from disparaging court personnel.
Trump then leaving court suddenly after the judge rejected his lawyer's request to throw out the entire case. The extent of the damage in Acapulco and other areas of Mexico's Pacific coast is still not clear after Hurricane Otis powered through as a Category 5 hurricane. Acapulco is still mostly inaccessible. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Service restricted supplies. Showroom for details. Offers on 10/31/2023.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Vikings Sunday at noon, but they'll be missing some key players. Safety Darnell Savage placed on IR with a calf injury. Eric Stokes back on injured reserve after pulling a hamstring Sunday in Denver. It was his first game back in nearly a year.
Man, just, I can't believe it. Like, I done worked 11 and a half months just to get back to where I was at. I can't believe any of this. Like, I just have no words.
NBA, the Bucks host the 76ers tonight for the season opener. James Harden finally showed up to practice in Philly, but will not be playing in the game in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Giannis celebrates his 11th season with the Bucks and was asked what it all means.
The Milwaukee Bucks organization, they've been there with me since the beginning. They changed my life. They changed my family life. My kids were born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, my mom is here enjoying her life. My dad spent a couple of years here before he passed away. And for that, I can't turn my back.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 64. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 57 tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. 65 tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I just want to say this.
Yeah.
If you're lying in bed,
stay there.
Or you're sitting in a cozy chair with a cozy blanket and a nice cup of coffee,
stay there.
If you don't like have to go, I know these people are so crazy, and it's I admire you like you can't believe for getting up early and going jogging or walking. Or God bless you. But if there's ever been a day where it'd be better and more fun to just kind of hunker down this morning.
Well, I think we'd have more of those coming up. But I mean, today is one of them. It was dark. It was rainy. And
it's not that cold. It's 53
yeah.
in Green Bay, 54 in Appleton, 56 in Oshkosh. But it is just pitch black and raining hard and a cold, cold rain.
However, it you got a little energy coming into work this morning because on
did it woke you up?
No. Because on Washington Street.
Yeah.
The beer trucks are there unloading already.
Oh, we're
getting ready for the
day.
Game. For game day. So
that forecast doesn't look great, though, does it?
It doesn't.
Boy, there are so much. I've never in my lifetime, Jim, and I've lived here since 1984.
Yeah.
I lived through, some of the darkest days in Packer history. Mm-hmm. I was knee deep into the darkest days in Packer history.
Oh, yeah, those were tough years.
Huh? Doing coaches' shows, doing players' shows, doing whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. I've never seen more tickets available for a quote-unquote huge game.
Right.
The Vikings.
Yeah.
You go on Facebook, some of them are below face value.
Yeah.
I've never seen, Todd, have you noticed it?
Yeah, definitely.
And the thing is, you guys, when you get asked to go, and you will, we got a call yesterday, are you honest with them and say, no, I don't want to go? Or do you come up with an excuse?
Yeah,
because you want to get asked again.
Right.
But it's like, you know what? It's going to be cold and rainy, and I don't know if they're going to win.
But it's the Vikings. You know what I mean? I mean,
I know.
It's that rivalry. It's whatever. It's just,
Yeah. Anyway, that, yes, that will be a fun game to watch in the comfort of our homes.
But, you know, let me ask you this. Does the local economy, okay, does that actually, you know, if you had a little bit of a graph, would it actually be higher on a home game weekend if more Packer fans did sell their tickets, because then you have more people from out of town coming into town versus somebody from, you know, locally who's not going to, you know, go to those restaurants.
And I think we'll be able to tell that. I think it's been a while since we've had more visiting fans than Packer fans.
Right.
I think we're...
It's going to be close.
It's going to be close.
I really do.
And
If opposing fans scoop up those tickets, maybe Packer fans will, but I don't know, but...
Yeah, but, you know, I think, hotels do pretty well either way, but Yeah, I just would think, you know, if you watch the game at home, you know, and I've talked to Scogan about this, and, you know, their sales go up for tailgate.
Well, that's what I mean. It's, absolutely.
It's great. But, I mean, the restaurants and visitors, you know, our goal with visitors has always been have a good experience and then come back.
Right.
There's not a game.
Right.
You know? So I think, you know, I was thinking tomorrow morning, now granted our show's on from 6 to 8, but, you know, for the Lions game, there's so many blue jerseys down here walking around. I would like to score a run outside.
A straw poll?
No, I'd like to just grab somebody walking around
yeah.
and bring them in and just talk to a Viking fan. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if they'll be out that early.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the problem with 6 to 8, but I think we're going to have a lot of visitors in town. I do think people like to do, a lot of people like to do one away game a year or every couple of years. And if you're going to pick an NFL stadium, why not pick something as iconic as Lambeau and as close, right? It's 5 hours.
And despite the fact that the rates are pretty high around here, probably cheaper than if you're going to Chicago or New York or Philadelphia or Dallas. Or
I saw that get in price. You know, they take 10 or 11 secondary market prices and put them together, and it's come down. I mean, to get into Lambeau Field it's still expensive. It's, you know, whatever, $160 or $150, but it's not crazy. It's not $300.
Right.
So,
but it's one of those things where, is there almost like a, let me ask you this. Like when the Packers, like again, I covered the Packers during some mediocre years, 8-8s. Okay. Then like 4-12. Then they had that one really good season, 10-6, that Mikowski and us talked about that day.
Right.
And then, of course, once Mike Holmgren came here, I mean, and Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, I mean, cream of the crop, one of the top. We should have more than one, two Super Bowls, not even a question. But game in and game out, this was still phenomenal. And I'm just asking this question. There's a generation of fans, like my age, who lived through the glory years, which was phenomenal. As Cliff Crystal described it, the gory years, which was brutal, then the resurgent years. So a lot of these people right now weren't around when it was really bad. And for the last 25 years, they've had the best quarterback in the NFL, one of, without question, every single game. They could literally win every game. There's always a chance to win every game. So what I'm saying is, are people sensing those days are gone? And it's like, well, if they start winning again, we'll keep going, but it's going to rain this week. Because I'll tell you what, during the Favre days, I'm just going to say it, use that term, you didn't see a lot of opposing jerseys in stands.
No.
People wanted to come and watch him. For some reason, I didn't feel like Rodgers ever developed that following. Did you, Todd?
He was close, but
close,
I think you're right.
Not.
Yeah.
Because Favre was kind of the savior of the franchise in some ways.
Don't you think, though, too? He just came across as very down-to-earth and normal, like the guy you would have a beer at the bar with.
Well, you mean like the guy that would serve you a beer over at McSwiggin's on a Thursday night?
Yeah.
Or a Sunday night after you just threw four touchdown passes.
And
would literally serve you the beer.
Right.
And drink flaming shots.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that
and
guy.
And beyond the bar.
Right.
Yes.
Behind the bar. Yeah.
Yes.
So this is what I think,
just don't feel like Rodgers captured that certain something.
I agree with that. But I always want to get back to the fan base. So the people, you know, this is, just take this the right way. The people who experience the glory years and then the gory years are a little older. And I think there's people now that are experiencing, you called it the resurgent years, but they would look at that as the glory years. We had and so I think they're going to stay with it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I
you
do.
Talk to 29-year-old, you got kids that are, you know,
yeah.
kids the same age. If they're in town, they'll go.
Right. But
because they still think they can win. They don't know a team that doesn't win because they were in, what did Favre get here?
92.
So, wow. You'd be 30. Anyway. But, like, my kids really grew up a little bit of Favre, a lot of bit of Rodgers, and they think they can win every game still. So let them think that.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's great to think that. Todd?
I don't know. I have to say that I almost think John might be onto something. And I just go back to something else, like 9/11. There's a group of people now who are of certain age that didn't live through that. So they never saw our country come together as one, right?
Yeah, great
All
point.
They know is what's going on now. And I kind of wonder if people have kind of lost a little heart because we're so used to the, you know, possible win every Sunday.
Great point. Great point. I just think people, it's not, how do I, and it's sad to say after only, what, six games or whatever, but it used to be, you know, the old term they used to say, use for, was it NBC or whatever, must-see TV?
Yeah.
When it'd be like, I don't know, Friends and somebody or whatever.
Thursday nights.
And it doesn't seem like it's must-attend event.
Well, maybe
right now.
Okay, so maybe the Packers are smart.
And if they go on a good run, maybe that'll turn around.
Well, maybe they're smarter than all of us, because now all you're hearing about for one of these games is that singer who's...
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, she's coming. And then that gymnast.
Simone?
Right. Bias. So I'm just saying that maybe people are going to go to this game to see them and not the Packers. I do think the Packers, I don't worry about them at all. Jerry Jones made a statement one time a couple of years ago that you take the number of NFL fans, and that's X, whatever. The percent of people who've been in stadiums is just a fraction.
Oh, yeah.
And you get something
not
like...
Not even 1%.
Right. So there's just a huge market for people to come in.
But you're talking about the fan base. Yeah,
so,
all I'm saying is, in covering this team or being a part of this for 30-some years or whatever... I've never seen so many tickets for a division rival like the Vikings available. That's all I'm saying. So whatever the reason is, I don't know. If people know, text us. How do I text us, Todd?
Download that Civic Media app and choose your station, WGBW or WISS.
We should just get that recorded.
We should.
I'll do that. Here's where we do it.
Wait, because we ask three times a day.
And do people agree with me? Have you ever seen more tickets available for a Vikings game than this week?
Right.
And I'm not putting people down. If they want to sell their tickets, sell their tickets. Save the money. I think the NFL is so overpriced. It's mind-boggling in so many ways. I'm not in any way, shape, or form criticizing anybody that wants to sell their tickets. I'm just trying to find the reason. There's got to be some core reason why so many people are right now. That's what I'm saying.
There could be more into that. One is, you know, the Packers have been, well, not really the Packers, but the other 31 teams have been fighting this. Pretty fun to watch it at home.
No question. That's a good point. You know, we used to have, again, in my day,
black
and white. I saw a funny thing where on Facebook somebody said, hey, stores, everybody's got a big flat screen TV. Give us Black Friday prices on groceries. You know, if you really want to help us out. But it's true. Everybody's got one of those big TVs now.
Like, at some of
those, they're so cheap compared to what they used to be.
And it's fun. It's if you get a couple people, it depends. You like to watch a game with friends or alone, but I mean, it's Packer parties are fun. The food, the festival, pick and save. There's just, you know, and I like to cook, and I always like to cook something.
Feels
in honor.
Like the heart is gone from the games. A person says here. Okay.
So yeah, the heart is gone from the.
There was an article in the paper or something not long ago about people complaining because people were standing up and like yelling too much, and people are like, "You're at an NFL game. You're supposed to get up make noise."
But that's annoying. When you spend $130, $140 and the people in front of you stand, and it's like, come on. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
If everybody's standing, that's totally different.
Right.
But when just there were some guys that they were in Penn State shirts, which whatever, but just it was two rows in front of us, but they stood the whole game. They just thought that was really cool. People are like, sit down. And
yeah,
they just... I don't know. And then you think, well, wait a minute, I could be at home. But it's fun to be at the game. I don't want to. The Packers put on a great experience there. I don't know. People selling, that's okay. It gives other people an experience to go.
I
don't think they're selling their season tickets. They're just selling their game tickets.
All I'm saying is, Jim, it's unprecedented, at least right now.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you that from 30 years of experience.
Yeah, you would know.
I'm just saying. But anyway. Big data. Man, we got some phenomenal guests coming up today, folks. We got Chester Markle coming up at 7:30. He'll be magnificent. We got Tory Ray. Wait till you hear about this guy. Dogs to dog tags.
Awesome guy.
Dog trainer for the military. Ryan Lambert from Midwest Restoration. We got Mark Walter coming in to talk about recovery type things, what we can throw in, what we can't. We got a big show. Stay with us. Just getting warmed up. Mino and the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Playing all your music today.
I do. I like from that. That really brings me back to St. Norbert College. I listen to that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How a song can bring you back more than anything.
Oh, my God. Can. I could tell you. My dorm room, it was just awesome. And that gives me good feelings. That was... Thank you for playing that, Todd.
Todd, I was reading that book. Did you give me that book, Haunted Green Bay?
No, who gave that to me? Sandra did.
Okay, and there's a room at St. Norbert that they say is haunted. Did you know that in the dorms?
313?
I know, one of them. I'll bring that book.
666.
That book is really fascinating. Really? It's really interesting because here's the deal. Well, you know, sometimes you read something, it's like, okay, that person might be a little whatever. Okay, there are people in that book that I know that I'm friends with, that I know are normal people, that aren't whatever. And they talk about certain things.
Oh, cool.
Like the Union Hotel.
Yeah.
McKim Boyd.
Yeah.
Talked about what happened in the basement that time.
Yeah, that's a reputable.
Mary Boyd, who's a great friend of mine, one of Dom's best friends in the world, talked about seeing something.
I got to get that. Give me that one.
I'll bring it in. It's awesome. Thank you, Sandra, for doing that. By the way, we're talking about how bad it's raining out there and everything like that. Well, if your sump pump quits on you and you're out of town, you are really out of luck. I've been down into basements where the sump pumps have stopped, the motor burns out, or the float doesn't work right, whatever happens, and that basement is full of water. That is an unbelievably bad setting, and you can't believe how heavy. I think I know why Coyne and Ryan are built the way they are. So if you've ever had to carry
they
out
have
wet
to be.
Rugs, that's like the heaviest dead weight in the world.
Right.
But anyway, if you have that problem, and we really hope you don't, please call Midwest Restoration. It's the simplest number in the world, 920-MIDWEST. What would that actually be, Todd?
Let me find out for you.
Okay, because, you know, a lot of people would probably rather just do it old Packer numbers.
that's right. That's exactly.
A lot of people, like John Mino.
Yeah.
You want to write these down?
No, just say them.
6.
Yeah.
4.
Jerry Kramer.
3.
Okay.
9.
Ooh, Mike Pryor.
Gee.
3.
Yeah.
7.
Mark Murphy.
8.
Anthony Dibwig.
Are you kidding? That's unbelievable. So
it's probably easier to remember it that way.
Oh, it's a lot easier. Absolutely.
You don't want to do it that way. Call 920-MIDWEST. Midwest Restoration. And here's the deal. If you've got a flooded basement, which we hope you don't, but if you do and you call them, mention that Mino and the mayor sent you, you will get a $250 Visa card, and they will also donate $250 to your favorite charity. How phenomenal is that? They just wrapped up their Coats for Kids campaign.
Yes.
That ended throughout the whole area on the 26th. We're still going to be doing some more stuff with them along those lines. Great, great local company, folks. Midwest Restoration. Got some text coming in. It says, it's today's athlete. It's hard to root for them compared to athletes of years past.
True that.
Are we seeing more stadiums with opposing fans? We see it here, but also when Packers play away, as always has been. But when watching other games, there's a lot of visiting fans in stadiums. I haven't noticed that as much. Maybe they just don't show those. You know, it's easier if you're at the game here, you can just look around.
Yeah, I would pick up on what that texter said, is that gifts, and when you talk about, you know, even with the holidays coming up, buying people things. People want experiences, and an experience is to go to another game. So it's fun to go see our Packers in Detroit. It's different because it's not as many Packer fans, although there's quite a few. I've gone to quite a few away games, and I think people are saying, hey, look, let's go. And if you can get the tickets, Well, why not? So I think that what he's saying is it happens in other stadiums. It's happening here. And I think this whole world and that's is doing fine. More experiences. And
I agree with that.
Okay.
But then just by saying that, if we accept that, then we're accepting that things have changed. Because, again, we're talking about a 70-year wait for season tickets in Green Bay, where you can, a lot of teams in the NFL, you can go there right now and buy season tickets.
Walk up to the window. And
you walk up to the window and buy season tickets. So what I'm saying is I understand what you're saying, but then that is a big change for Green Bay, if you think about it.
I don't want to overreact to one game. It's going to be interesting, like I said during break, it's going to be interesting to see how many people turn in their season tickets. Because if that happens, then you're seeing a shift in loyalty.
I don't think they'll turn those in as much. As long as the people that I know who did, I'll be honest with you, elderly people, their kids don't live around here. The kids are like, Mom, Dad, we don't want to have to deal every week with... Because I'll tell you what, in my family even, not to tell you, but, you know, we had season tickets, and then my dad was always the... Patron, as we called it, the man that ran the show.
The Gestapo.
Patron. Okay, Patron. Not Gestapo, no, Patron. It means the guy in charge in Italian, okay?
Okay, all right.
I'm
German.
Okay. So anyway, but then when he left, and it was amongst seven kids?
Yeah,
things
right.
happened
yeah.
to oh, the no. point where we don't have the season tickets anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. So those things happen.
The other thing, I think that...
And then his was the generation that bought the season tickets.
Yeah. What I was going to say is I think it's like, okay, Mom and Dad, get rid of them because we can get tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, too. And we don't want all the games. We don't want the exhibition games.
And you don't
want
to sell them to somebody that's not a good customer.
Yeah, we don't want that
game
against
because then you can lose the tickets.
Houston or right. something. Yeah.
So I we'll see. I mean, I think
there's a lot of factors. But I
it'd
also,
be interesting to watch this.
I do
this
think.
Next couple
I do
years.
Think one thing. I think the if you are a regular goer to Packer games. I think there's times you say to yourself, oh, you see that forecast, and boy, that 63-inch TV we got is nice. You want to invite your cousin over? And we're, oh, she can bring that chili? Yeah. Okay. And then I'll
or,
I think there's a lot more of that going on than or, we realize.
Or there's something else that's where you can win a thing. Because going to the games, look, we talked about some people standing, or there's no railings. But I just what I want to say, some of the benches aren't as great.
Yeah, the amenities are not very good at Lambeau Field compared to some other stadiums.
Right, okay. But what I want to say is the where you can really win is to go and tailgate with your friends and then go home and watch a game. And I live so close. You know,
right,
I
mean, you can do that.
I can do that. I can, after when they start, you know, the tailgate thing starts wrapping up and everybody starts going in at, you know, 22 or 11:30, I can
see
be
ya.
I can be home easily.
Got this in
6 minutes.
Sold my tickets, John, because of the weather. Plus, it is not a playoff game. Many years of sitting in the rain, the snow, and the sleet, it's caught up to me.
Right.
I agree. I think that's happened a lot.
Yes, a lot.
I really and truly do.
Anyway,
and the thing is, it's not like it's a one-time thing. If you got season tickets, it's like, well, weather's supposed to be a little bit nicer next week, or. Right. Can't wait for the Bears game or whatever.
It's not like your kid's playing where you're going to go
exactly
rain, sleet, or snow.
Can't miss it, yes.
Right.
Exactly.
But we're all going to be watching them. We're going to be rooting for them, and I hope they win.
God, are they banged up. Oh, my Lord, are they banged up.
Yeah.
I can't believe how banged up they are. Two more guys than I are now, and it's like, oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Hey, so I want to just shift gears here a little bit. So I was back to my... Johnny, you really want to get off the grid and get that cottage so you don't have to fabricate your obituary, you know?
Yeah.
Enjoyed his cabin. And I'm going to get you that cabin up north.
That's a cold way of putting it.
Todd, you're the one who always says
the way the obituary comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but you know, fabricating? That sounds like illegal or something.
John, you said you're going to put that in your obituary even though you don't have a cabin. Is that fabricating? That is fabricating. You are going to say...
It's journalistic. There's a term for that.
Alternative facts.
Yeah, alternative facts. Yes. Thank you.
Anyway, so the way we're going to get our dreams, and of course, Todd, I don't know what yours is, and I'm cutting you guys in. It keeps going down because you're critical of my plan.
Oh, God. Not
I
the credit
last,
card scam.
No. You guys, last night, that would have worked for me. So I took Milton. We had group lesson at Home Depot, which is great. Seven dogs, and you have to kind of, the dogs sit on the side, and your dog has to walk down the middle without, like, looking at other dogs, you know, and then you have to greet customers. And anyway... I went shopping after to get something to eat, and I wish I would have had my I Am Healthy credit card because I went off
the
rails.
What did you buy?
I brought some in. Did you see those chips?
Yeah, I saw those chips.
They were $4.29 a bag, or if you bought four, it was $1.99.
Did you get all four?
I did. I did. I would have been rejected by my I Am Healthy Hit credit card.
Yeah, you would have.
But I saw that. And anyway, you guys, we got to work on this. I
think you would have been turned down by
I would have.
Donna, too.
She wasn't with me. It was me and Milton.
Mind of the Mayor, we're getting started here. We got a good special guest coming up. We got a phenomenal show coming up for you, folks. Stick around. See you.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. At least 20 people believed killed, dozens hurt in a shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Person of interest still at large, identified as 40-year-old Robert Card, a firearms instructor with mental health issues. ABC News contributor Robert Frankel, a former FBI special agent.
You now have law enforcement not only from Lewiston and Lisbon, Maine, but you have the state police, you have the federal officials, and now you have also New Hampshire police officers who are manning checkpoints at the border between Maine and New Hampshire because they really don't know where he is at this time.
The shootings in a restaurant and a bowling alley. Zoe Hutchinson was there with her mother, who says her daughter was grazed in the leg.
I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg, and it's just like, why? Like, why do people do this?
A tentative deal between the United Auto Workers and the Ford Motor Company. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State wildlife officials unanimously approved a new wolf management plan for Wisconsin on Wednesday. The new plan does not include specific population goals for the entire state. Instead, the plan recommends a population of around 1,000 animals, but allows for more flexibility in certain areas of the state. While conservation groups applauded the new plan, farmers and hunters worry that the plan will allow too many wolves to prey on livestock and deer in northern Wisconsin. There's a new member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Governor Evers is tapping longtime Eau Claire City employee Carrie Ripel. She served in the city clerk and human resources offices since 2011. Ripel says she'll be able to provide an expert's opinion in the role. She'll keep her job in Eau Claire while making regular trips to Madison. Her appointment is subject to state Senate approval. I'm Nate Wuggehout. This is Civic Media News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 64. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 57 tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. 65 tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 52.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Trunk or treat. I'm going trunk or treating.
Terry, you got to be talking about one of the Halloween events coming up at both Green Bay area YMCAs, Saturday, October 28th. It's fun for the whole family and includes games, a costume contest, and of course, Halloween treats, my favorite.
Oh, and Todd, it's happening at the East Side YMCA from 1 to 4, then the West Side YMCA from 4 to 7. But the trunk or treat, well, that one's only on the East Side between 1 and 2. Decorate your car and the kids get treats. carts from your trunk.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and it's all free. Would you rather help out? You can volunteer for any of the Halloween events on Saturday, October 28th at both Green Bay YMCAs.
Find all the information at greenbayymca.org. greenbayymca.org. Keeping you connected to your community, the talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM, 97.9 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here in WGBW in Green Bay. WISS coming your way out of Oshkosh, Green Bay, 53 degrees. Appleton, 54. Oshkosh, 56 at 6:34 in the morning. And Mr. Mayor, I will say one thing. When we bring up some, well, first of all, it's National Mule Day.
The hell's that?
A mule is a cross. It's the love child of a horse and a donkey.
Okay,
I think.
Let's move on.
Okay, National Pumpkin Day.
Oh, that's cool.
You said you were covering pumpkins last night.
Yeah, I did. You know what? I got into my. I went and bought bad food. We'll get to that again. Okay. I'm going to carve pumpkins tonight, but Mark,
One more. Howl at the Moon Day, which I think Christy started last night. Which is why she's down here in her pajamas.
Right, she is. And I heard that there was a distributor come.
Yeah,
and
liquor
give
distributor.
You,
who liquor phenomenal. Distribu- yeah, it was new brand of organic booze.
Free taste test.
Yes.
So that's fitting with Howl at the Moon.
Yes, and that's why she literally is in her PJs.
All right.
Yeah.
But I will say she looks good in PJs too.
You ever see me in PJs?
No, don't want to.
Okay. So anyway. When's the last time you wore pajamas?
Yeah, right.
I've been out wearing pajamas since 1969 or something.
With the footies? Did you have the footies?
Maybe. Maybe. No, but anyway. here's the deal. Well, I will say this. Between you and Todd and Christy, when I mentioned something like out of the blue, you guys were like, I got a guy.
Right.
I got a guy. So last week I was talking here about us cleaning out the garage, and I found this old gas. You know, like years, you know, like 6-7 years old. And it's like, what? And in the, I hate to say this, but in the UP, guys would just kind of get rid of it, you know. Yeah. But we're not in the UP. No. So anyway, I had that, and then I found a bunch of others, like transmission fluid and just
some paint.
Paint and everything like that. So we're with Mark Walter, Brown County Resource Recovery Center. So we've got like the top man we could possibly ask for sitting here to answer all our questions. Sure. And if anybody has some questions, please text them to us.
And Mark,
welcome, Mark, thanks for coming down to this crappy looking morning.
Mark, I want to underscore your credentials. You are the guy. I mean, you do a lot of public service announcements, right, but you also know the X's and O's of the chemicals and what we can and cannot do. And yeah, I do want to thank you too. But sure, when John was, you know, and John kind of goes off like, and he starts talking like he knows what he's talking about, that's when it gets dangerous. So Todd and I kind of reel in the experts. So again, welcome. We're glad you're here. Mark Walter, who is the guy at the Brown County Resource Recovery. So let's just start right with the gasoline, some old gasoline that in Nugani they just pour out in the backyard. Here in a community environmentally conscious, we do what? Or we should do what?
Yeah. Well, so we were originally set up in 1996 as a cooperative effort with, at that time, Green Bay Metropolitan Sewage District to keep mercury out of the environment. And they said, well, we'll give you some grant money, help you build a facility to keep any kind of chemicals that are hazardous waste out of the environment and serve the citizens of Brown County.
And just people just like throwing their batteries in the garbage type things? Or?
Yeah. Batteries are another whole topic. And we can really talk about that because that's what we're trying to hit right now, especially. Gas and anything that can contaminate the environment, especially liquids, we don't want them being dumped down the drain because they're, flammable, they're corrosive, they're toxic, something along those lines where they're going to harm the environment. They're going to be a problem to take out of the water that we're drinking and putting back into the bay. So we accept all that kind of material from Brown County residents, a certain amount of it for free. Some of it we charge for, it depends on what it is, but we want that all brought to us as much as possible. And then we work with a company that handles it properly and safely.
So with the gasoline, I got a couple examples because you guys take pretty much everything, and we're going to get to that. But I got to believe half the products are probably gasoline and paint. But I don't know that. I would just
a lot of used oil.
So what this is what Johnny was going to do. If this is legal, tell me, because we had a little bit of a disagreement, but he was going to take this gasoline, or not really gasoline, but turpentine, and mix it in with kitty litter.
No, you're totally wrong.
No, that's just what
he said. Oh, my gosh, he said I was going to mix gasoline with kitty litter. Would you tell him the true story of this?
It was paint with kitty litter.
Okay, Thank you.
Whatever, it's still...
It's a big difference.
It's still paint, is that legal then to landfill it?
So it depends on the kind of paint.
Lead-based.
No, it's not. Okay. They don't make
so
that.
We look at it as oil-based paint and water-based paint. So latex paint, we actually will tell people, you know, if you've got kitty litter, latex paint is water-based. It's not considered hazardous. Once it's solid, you can throw it in the garbage, but it has to be solidified.
Todd, do you have any victory music?
Just wait, John, before you get too excited. Don't spike the ball just yet. He was talking about water-based, which is not toxic. You talked about, this whole conversation started, let's focus on turpentine.
Turpentine is definitely.
I have no, where did you come up with turpentine? Who uses turpentine anymore? We used to use turpentine to clean old nylon or brushes with.
We see a lot of turpentine.
Do you?
Believe me.
Hey, John, I don't have any. I got no turpentine.
You play the tape, Todd. Not now. We don't have time. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
There is no turpentine. Okay. Yeah,
it's you know, things that are flammable, which is, you know, gasoline, oil, oil-based paint, turpentine, all those thinners, anything that's flammable, corrosive, so acids and bases, you'd be surprised how much muriatic acid, you know, stuff you use to clean your concrete.
Yeah.
We get it by the gallon because people buy it. You need like a cup of it. You get a gallon. Well, what do you do with the rest of it? Well, so we get that. Anything that's...
And that is nasty stuff.
Oh,
that is nasty stuff.
Yep. And then anything that's toxic, so pesticides, herbicides, some of those... We take all that stuff, and then anything that's considered reactive. So, like bleach is reactive. It reacts with other chemicals, reacts with the environment, and it'll make a fire hotter. It'll make things worse. So, those are the categories of hazardous waste. So, we accept those from Brown County residents, and I had to clarify that because we serve most of Northeast Wisconsin, but Brown County is the guys who we.
Do you have to show your driver's license?
No, we believe in the honesty of people.
Okay, but can I just get back to one thing again?
Sure.
The paint.
Yep.
The latex paint.
Yep.
You can get kitty litter, or they actually sell a certain something, right?
Right.
Called paint dry, I believe it is. And you mix it together, and it basically coagulates all together, and then you can throw that away in a regular disposal.
He loves that word.
Yeah.
Once
it's solid. But here's the deal. So we charge 30 cents a pound. So... So your paint hardener is what, a buck or two for a thing to harden a gallon? Yeah. Okay. 30 cents a pound. Most, a gallon of paint will weigh about 8 pounds. So you're talking $2.40.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So, and usually it's not even a full can. We actually send our paint to a company in Minnesota that recycles it.
Oh.
And it shows up back on the shelf at Habitat Restore. They sell it as Amazon paint.
I bought it.
So we're actually... not putting it in a landfill, we're actually finding a way to reuse most of that paint.
Interesting.
So
even though
it's legal to do the kitty litter thing, which I didn't know, I thought the chemical was still going in the landfill. So he's right on that. But the better thing to do is to drop it off for you. It's not only cheaper at 30 cents a pound, but it also gets recycled and back to Habitat, which is a great organization.
Right.
Todd, were you recording when I said you were right about that?
I just picked that up. Now we're going to hear that as a promo two weeks. Mark, what about the gasoline? Let's go through that one more time.
Sure. So, we accept gasoline. We accept oils, oil and gas mixed together from the old two-stroke engines, you know, things like that.
That's what this is.
Yeah. And we take it all. I mean, it doesn't matter. That's definitely hazardous waste. That's definitely something flammable. You don't want to put it down the drain. You don't want to put it in a landfill. I mean, who knows? It could start a fire someplace.
Yep.
So we take that. We actually bulk it up in 55-gallon drums. And then, again, we send it to a hazardous waste company that they actually use it in blast furnaces.
One of our guys from Kewaunee County, where they use that for their in their shop.
Yep.
In their oil burner.
Yeah, old oil.
Any other way to dispose of that, or is it you?
Uh, pretty much you either use it up. I mean, if you got an old, you can always burn it in an engine if you have to. I still have my first gas-powered lawnmower that'll burn anything, you know. But you know, other than us, there aren't really a lot of other options. Okay. Maybe a machine shop.
I'm glad you're here. There's a lot of things I want to get to, but I want to talk about light bulbs. I want to talk about batteries, and I really want to. The reason after Johnny, you know, was saying things that were like not 100%, that's why we had you in here. But I do want to talk about cleaning out your garage. Yeah. Like, what is the most like? Is there Should everything come to your place, and then what's the cost of somebody stopping?
Yeah, and like, what are some of the things where people would say, I could probably just toss this in the garbage, where it's like, no.
Yeah, well, again, we go back to those four categories of corrosive, you know, toxic, flammable, and reactive, because those kind of define what we take as hazardous waste. We take a lot of other stuff because over the years, people said, can you, you know, we don't want to throw batteries in our garbage. We don't want to throw light bulbs in our garbage. They're not technically banned from being put in landfills, but there's a better way of using it. Brown County actually is home to a company called Lamp Recyclers, which is one of the biggest lamp light bulb recyclers in the Midwest.
You can recycle light bulbs?
Absolutely.
I had no idea.
Yeah. All the fluorescent tubes, all the little CFLs, LED light bulbs, incandescent bulbs, all those things.
Did you know that? Awesome. No, I didn't.
Yeah, we take all those things.
And that's
things.
Here in our community or in our...
Yep. Yep, we take that. We work with them. They have. I don't know if they have. They take stuff directly from the public or not. They're Nashwaubenon, but we work with them, and they take all that material. They actually have some processes where they grind up everything and they separate the glass from the chemicals that are inside and recycle as much of that as possible.
That's awesome that we have that here, right?
With Mark Walter, Brown County Resource Recovery Center, because Jim and I had a vicious argument the other day about what you can do with old stuff to throw away. So we've got the expert here.
We have the expert here.
He grabbed me by the throat. He had me down, and he's taking a cord of my headphones. Thank God. Just